From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is The Daily What.
Hello, this is Matt again. This is The Daily What, second day in a row for The Daily What, which has only happened about once or twice ever in the last few years that The Daily What's been coming and going, coming and going. The reason I'm on here today doing this Daily What is because, firstly, more importantly than anything else, I've got some time, got half hour spare to put something out. Secondly, I've got something to talk about, so that's always a bonus. And thirdly, is irrelevant because them two reasons were good enough, right? So yesterday on the Daily What, I was talking about the conspiracy theories concerning the eclipse that happened, right, on Monday. I think the eclipse happened. It was Monday, yeah. And in North America, this happened, this eclipse, right? Loads of people live streamed it. All Joe blogs, you know, from their back garden with crap telescopes and whatever. And the conspiracy theories that were doing the rounds before the eclipse, of all the doom mongering, the end of the world conspiracies, etc. Obviously, none of them came true. So people just doubled down, or they don't double down. It still can't be an eclipse. It can't be what they're told it was, because NASA lies. So they have just gone to other things that it was. So obviously the rapture didn't happen, and none of the other things that were predicted.
China
didn't happen. So now they're saying that it was Nibiru, which is a topic that we've covered on Whatcast. If this is the first time you ever hear in the Daily Whatcast, go check that one out with a K. That's myself and Conspiracy Lee most weeks. It's been going for about 4 years now. But back in the day, we did a Nibiru show talking all about the Anunnaki, whatever they're called. Supposedly, this planet passes by us once every X amount of thousand years. And the theory is that that we originally come from this planet. And they dropped us off here to mate with apes or something. And we are the result. Humans are the result of hybrid beings from Nibiru. That's one of the theories anyway. And apes from Earth. That's one of the theories. But the thing that always amazes me about this theory, and I'll get to why they've come to this theory, why they've dropped all the other theories and gone with this one in a sec. But the thing that always makes me laugh about the Nibiru stuff is that every time someone discovers this, about this story about Nibiru or the rogue planet, or Planet X, they call it sometimes, right? But it's Nibiru is a name that someone come up with some time and went with it, and everyone went with Nibiru. The thing that always makes me laugh about it is people talk like this is a newly discovered thing. And you see these TikTokers going on TikTok or Instagram, which is generally TikTok videos that people have just shared to Instagram. I do it myself. At Whatcast on Instagram, at Whatcast Podcast on TikTok. And they'll have a picture of Nibiru, which no one believes, not saying no one, flat earthers, etc., don't believe that planets are the way depicted, but they've got a photo of Nibiru that no one's ever seen or knows the existence of, but they know what it looks like, right? They'll have that behind them, and they'll talk about it with spooky music, and they'll say, this is a rogue planet. It's in a, what do you call it? Elliptical, that's the word I'm looking for. An elliptical orbit around the Earth. So it goes way out and then comes way in again. They then say things like, we know because it affects our gravitational pull and our gravitational field. These are people that deny gravity at all other times. But when it comes to Nibiru, that's their proof, is the way it disturbs the gravity. This is the very meaning of...
Sounds like cognitive dissonance to me, mate.
Isn't it?
It yep. is. It is cognitive dissonance.
So this is what turns me off of this sort of stuff. And I followed things like Nibiru for quite a while and was quite convinced by it. But it's the inconsistencies in the other beliefs. Like people simultaneously believe two things at the same time, which is cognitive dissonance.
It is cognitive dissonance.
But they don't care. Because these days it's all about showing people how knowledgeable and how you know the real truth, and the government are not going to pull the wool over your eyes. I've been down these rabbit holes, and I'm not going to say I don't think the government are always telling the truth. I think there's lots of weird fuckery going on in the world. There's lots of plans that we don't really know about, that things that we don't want to do that are going to be forced upon us. Things, fake news is put in the news to scare people into doing things for control. I believe all of this stuff happens. But the things that are worthless lying about, i.e. the flat earth, Nibiru, etc., it's just bollocks and provably so. And the way you have to distort the mental gymnastics you have to do to get there with it and to just deny everything else you said yesterday about a different topic just to get there. But Nibiru, the people that talk about it, this is Nibiru, and they point at it and they have it in the background, and they're all authoritative with their music and their confident voice. And then there'll be 3,000 comments saying, yeah, that's where it was Nibiru. They've lied to us. They pretended it was going to be an eclipse, but the moon's not real. So it couldn't have been an eclipse. It must have been Nibiru. So they'll accept that Nibiru is a sphere, by the way. They'll accept that because it fits. And they saw it passing the sun. So it's got to be. Or it's a circle that just happens to have been a full circle as it passed the moon. Because if you're looking at it from an angle, it would have been an oval. But anyway, regardless of any of that, they'll talk about it like they've newly discovered thing. Let me break this down for everybody. I don't know how to break this to you. But there was, in the 90s, and probably well before that, but that's my first memory of it, talk of Nibiru. Right? Nostradamus and his quatrains, whatever they were called, and his predictions for the end of the world in June 1999 is what everyone said was going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. One of the theories was Nibiru. Nibiru comes by every now and then, every X amount of years, it passes by, and it's going to get so close it will flip the poles. This is what they were saying. It will pole flip. It will be a pole flip. North will become south. South will become north. And it will cause devastation, earthquakes, etc. And then there was a few earthquakes knocking about the other day. And they linked in eclipses with natural disasters. If you was listening to yesterday's Daily What, you'll know what I'm talking about. Ridiculous. But people talk about this like it's new. It's imminently going to come. Well, then it's 2024 now. Now, I first ever learnt about Nibiru in the early 1990s. So it's at least 30 years old now that this story of the imminent coming of Nibiru and the videos of Nibiru, the dual suns. If you've ever seen any of these videos, it's two suns, that's Nibiru. You can't see it. I fell for this shit when I was younger. Like, I genuinely believed that these pictures couldn't have been faked. Everyone was telling the truth. NASA was trying to deceive us about Nibiru. We come from this planet. We come from this. It's going to come back. It passes by every now and then. I was genuinely concerned, thinking it's imminent. It's going to come back. I told people, yes, Nibiru. Like, I'd speak with confidence about this. 30 years on, people are doing the exact same shit I did. They're doing the same shit and they think that they're definitely right. I mean, I was never 100% on it. I thought it was quite an interesting thing to have knowledge about. I know about this and this rogue planet, Planet X. But they're talking like this has never happened. It's like the ever coming enslavement of humanity. FEMA camps, all that. Again, 1990s, I was parroting FEMA camps to people. Even though FEMA doesn't exist in my country, I was one of those people that just spoke like I was in America because I'd read it and I thought it was online. I don't even know where I was getting the information from. It must have been the late 90s because it was internet. I must have been internet. But anyway, point being, getting away from my story of this way, then that way, up and down rabbit holes. The reason that people have decided, and this is a weird reason, because everyone knows that this is generally like a lot of flat earthers have said this, but a lot of other people that just deny that the moon exists or think that the sun and moon are the same size or that they're both local or whatever. The reason that they're saying the eclipse wasn't just an eclipse, it wasn't just the moon passing directly in front and blocking out the sunlight, almost like the same size with just a corona of the sun that you get visible. The reason they're saying it is because they didn't see the moon until it started interrupting the sun's light. So if it was the moon, you'd have seen the moon in the sky first. You'd have seen it approaching the sun, according to these people. Don't get mad with me if you actually have got a brain cell out there. Hear me out, right? They say you would have seen the path of the moon approaching the sun before it obstructed the sun. And because you didn't, that proves it wasn't the moon. Like, people are even saying, I could see the moon across the sky. So it definitely weren't the moon. The moon was somewhere else. And then say, where's the evidence that? Oh, I didn't take a picture. You didn't see it, you mean? Because that was the moon passing in front of the sun. Now, it's not an uncommon thing for flat earthers, etc., to not understand basic things. But I will spell it out just in case you might be confused out there as to why we didn't see the moon before it obstructed the sun. Because I've actually heard people that talk themselves up as awake and as intelligent, etc., and they ask questions like, if the sky is blue because the sun lights it up, why is space black? They ask that question with thinking that's a gotcha. Do I have to explain that as well? Well, I'll explain that one first, and then I'll get to the moon. The sky of space is not lit up by the sun, even though the sun is in space, because there is no atmosphere in space to light. What you see lit on Earth is particles lit by the sun, because they are being pulled towards the Earth by gravity. So therefore, there is an atmosphere to be lit. It is particles that are lit. The sun reflects off of them and lights the atmosphere. There is no atmosphere in space. Therefore, it is black because there is nothing for the sun to reflect off of. On that note, why didn't we see the moon approaching the sun? Because the sun was behind the moon, lighting the other side away from us. The moon, I know people think this is bollocks, but the moon is not self-lit. If it was self-lit, you would see it. Now, that's another self-defeating argument. Yeah, you couldn't see it, so therefore the Earth's flat, and that weren't an eclipse. It weren't real. That was Nibiru. It's called a new moon. When there's a new moon, that is the sun illuminating the moon from the other side of the moon. So the side facing away from us. So you can't see it because nothing is lighting it for us to be able to see it. Because the only light source up there is the sun. I know this is boggling people's minds and they're denying, oh, well, as if it's self-lit. Well, if it's self-lit, you'd have seen it approaching. Yeah, but it weren't the moon. It was Nibiru. Switch around. When there's photos of the moon actually passing over the sun, you can even see the craters and stuff in the detail, and you can match it exactly to pictures of the moon that we know of, and it matches completely exactly. Not everything's a conspiracy. It was just an eclipse. I know it completely annihilates things like flat Earth, but sometimes if you're a truther, you just have to say, well, let's fucking blow that one out of the water. Then maybe I was wrong. But you won't. You just go on about how it's got to be something else, or we would have seen it. Oh, no, it's Nibiru. Oh, no, you can't. That wouldn't have been possible. Of course it would be possible. It happens all the time. It's a new moon. You can't see the moon when it's a new moon. Anyway, just wanted to get that out there to finish up from yesterday's show about the eclipse conspiracy theories. I was watching, and to people that still don't understand, and they're still going that people will still feed back telling me that I'm indoctrinated. The very meaning of the word indoctrination is you guys. The fact that you can't, you see reality in front of your own eyes and you still distort it to be not reality because you cannot accept that you were wrong about anything. So to you, what? I watched a show on Netflix called Ripley, right? If anyone's ever seen that, the talented Mr. Ripley was a film from the late 90s with, I can't remember who was in it. Was it Matt Damon? Maybe. Right. Well, I watched this. It was like an 8-part, or I think it was on the Flicks of Net. And it was decent, very slow. I didn't know the story beforehand, so it was okay for me to just watch. I didn't know what was going to happen or anything like that. But it's a retell of the talented Mr. Ripley. But very, very slow version, 8 hours, in fact. And it was okay, a bit slow. But then it got to a bit in it where this new character appeared. I won't spoil it by telling you any of the story, but this new character appeared in it. And it was a bit like, is that a man or a woman? And the way this character was, it was feminine in the face, had a woman's voice. Very womanly build, right? But then they started referring to it as he. And it was really jarring and took me completely out of the story because it's like, hang on a minute. We're now living in a world where they can't even get a male actor to play a male role. This is not a non-binary role or anything like that. It's a male role from a story that was created before that this character was in as a male. The character's name was Freddy, right? And I really couldn't work out. I lost all of the idea of the story because in my head, all I'm thinking is this a female character or is this a male character? It's black and white, this thing. It's set in the 50s. It's obviously brand new, but it's set in the 50s. It's in black and white. Gender is binary in my head, unless you're going to tell me I have to unlearn everything I have learned. And I'm not trying to be any kind of ist to anything, right? Or phobic in any way. You're playing a male role as a male being called he. And it's like watching, it just very much reminded me of like watching a school play when the bloke didn't turn up. The boy that was playing that boy didn't turn up. So they just made a girl be that boy. That's how it came across. And then I looked this up. I thought, I need to know if this actor or actress is male or female, because this is really weird. Like, it's very feminine and playing a man's role in a man with a manly way. And I'm thinking, is it a female? Is it a feminine man? Is it, it's going to be a gay connection here? What's going on? Like, I'm trying to figure it all out. I looked it up, and this actor's name was Elliot Sumner. And I thought, oh, it's a man. So makes a bit more sense, but still very much a woman's voice and woman's features. I don't know what's going on here. I looked further into Elliot Sumner, and Elliot Sumner is actually the former daughter of the singer from The Police, Sting. Right? But Sting's daughter has turned non-binary. So now Sting's daughter is non-binary. They can play male roles or female roles. But you're a biological female with a female voice, a female face, female hair, playing a masculine man role. And the question I'm going to ask, without being ist or phobic in any way, is why? There are no male actors that could have the male that identify as male and agree with their assigned gender at birth that can play that role. It took me completely out of the series. It's so weird. It, like, we can all pretend if we want that it's not strange and it doesn't make you start doubting what you're actually watching. But we'd be lying if we did that. No matter how woke or how much you want a virtue signal about such things, you agree with me, really? Fact. You can pretend you don't for woke applause. And I'm not saying this person shouldn't have a career in whatever they want to do. But it wasn't a very convincing casting, let's put it that way, right? Without wanting to go any further. And everyone that watches it must think the same thing. You must think, when you don't know, when there's a pivotal character coming into it and you don't know whether that pivotal character is actually female or male, what they're supposed to be, then I don't know whether they was presenting it as a non-binary character, they was calling it hey. Don't know. But then some violence happens around it and it becomes really uncomfortable to watch. Because it looks like spousal abuse on the screen. It was weird. Speaking of weird.
What?
I see something yesterday and it was something that's happened in America. If you're in America and you're listening to this, you probably know about this already. But there's this case going on where there's this guy, and I watched the entire video of it, but then I heard it on another podcast that they was actually talking about. So it must be like something that's in the news. And it's a man. So I don't actually know what happened to set it up, but there was young kids, I guess late teens, early 20s, I'd guess so, all out on like rubber rings on a lake or somewhere like that. It's somewhere in America. And this older guy, probably, what would we say, 50s or 60s, came over to these kids and started saying, oh, I've lost my phone. I don't know why he would have lost his phone within the water or whether he was accusing them of stealing his phone off of the beach or wherever they were sitting. I don't really know, right? But he asked, I don't know what kind of way he asked in. It was all filmed on like a phone camera and all kind of in the water. So it was all kind of choppy and you couldn't really hear much. And it was all a bit blurry and they was filming their own faces, then filming him again. Anyway, these group of youngsters just got immediately on him. Like, fuck off, mate, you old bar, you old cunt and blah, 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 blah. I think it was in his family, his wife or someone came over. And I think they had his phone. I think I might be wrong, but I think they had his phone. They gave it to him. So because he hadn't lost his phone, it ramped up it ramped up the abuse and the violence and the pushing and shoving, and they pushed him over in the water and everything, and they started laughing, ha, like you can imagine being surrounded by a bunch of fucking bullies and you're an old guy and there's young kids. Anyway, these blokes then immediately produced a knife, a flick knife, and started jabbing at him. And he's got some, I think it's a female, in the stomach, and she sort of fell over holding her stomach. I think it was a female, don't know, might have been Sting's daughter, don't know. And then he's like jabbing and stabbing everyone else. Then all of a sudden, you've hit a girl. Like they're trying to shame him. Like they're not bullying this old guy. And they're like trying to shame him for hitting a girl. And then they realise what he's doing. They all fucking run and panic. And, oh my God, man, calm down. What's going on? And all of a sudden, they're the victims. Now, I don't agree with stabbing at all. But it was very uncomfortable to watch before that. It was like someone bullying someone's granddad, a bunch of fucking idiots bullying someone's granddad. So I didn't really like watching it. And I can't really get my head around what I think about it. Because in this country, if you even carry a knife, you're literally breaking the law. So therefore, you know, you don't really have a defence. But I think in America, I think you can carry a knife. I don't know. But one of them died. Three of them were injured and one of them died. Four of them were injured and one of them died. I think that maybe the female died. I don't know. But he stabbed someone. It went down, holding blood. Lots of blood, etc. So, yeah, it was a weird one. I don't know if you've seen this, what you think about this. But it's going to be in court this week. So I think it's this week or soon. And they're going to judge whether that was self-defense or not. When you watch it, you're kind of willing him to punch him in the face or someone to get their comeuppance. But the stabbing, was it over the top? What do you think? I don't know. I don't know what I would do. If I had a knife on me and that was happening to me and I thought my life was in danger, I'd probably do the same thing. I've been in sort of scenarios similar to that in the past. I might go into on other shows if people are interested in hearing it, but I didn't actually stab anyone because of it, but similar sort of shit. Anyway, that's all I really want to talk about today. So thanks for listening to the Daily. What?
Violated by gas!
Cheers. See you later.
You have been listening to The Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K and listen to The Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.